This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. It sure seems like the entire United States of America is degenerating into civil war. It's terrible out there. The Democrats, the liberals, they hate us. They want to hurt us. They want to murder us. They want to scream and yell and call us racist and hateful names, led by Hillary Clinton, who called Trump and all of his supporters today racist, sexist, Islamophobic. They're just disgusting, and they have no shame. What started with Kavanaugh is nothing more than a tip of the iceberg. They hate us, and they want to destroy us, and they want to rule us. And we're going to have to fight back, folks. I'm telling you right now, this is not a job for country club Republicans. I can't even tell you what's been happening in the last few days. How many hundreds and hundreds of people have emailed me to say, I've been a Democrat my whole life, or a Democrat on and off, or fair and open-minded. I voted for both parties, no more. I'm voting straight Republican. I will never vote for those people again. Every single person, I can tell you when I read the letters, they're white, they're middle class, they're Catholic, or they're Christian, and they've had it with the Democratic Party. You've destroyed yourselves. The Democratic Party is done. You're finished. Mark it down. Make sure you save this, Chris. My board op, Chris, save this. This is Wayne Root's prediction. The Democratic Party is finished. It's going to be a rout in November. It's all over. You destroyed yourself, except for the most incredibly ignorant dummies who couldn't spell cat if I spotted them a C and the A. Other than that, no, the most reliable Democratic voters who, as Hillary said, don't know nothing about nothing. Other than that, the whole nation is so angry at the way you've treated Brett Kavanaugh, they're all going to be voting Republican. So here's the new poll that proves Wayne Root's right. I've read you poll after poll this week that proves I'm right, but nothing stronger than this one. The new poll shows incumbent Democrat Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota is down 10 points after the Democrats' sick attacks on Brett Kavanaugh. If she votes no on confirmation, it's all over for Heidi Heitkamp. At this point, you know what Wayne Root's saying? I love Brett Kavanaugh. I want him to be the next Supreme Court nominee. But it wouldn't even be a bad parting gift. You know, it's like behind door one, behind door two. Door one is Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. And door two is, you know what? Vote him down. I dare you. Because you're going to lose this election by such large numbers, it's going to be a landslide. Wayne Root has gone from Republicans holding the House and gaining seats in the Senate to Republican landslide in both the House and the Senate. You're all done. You're finished if you vote against Brett Kavanaugh. So good luck. There's your choice in life. You will never be a United States Senator again if you vote against Brett Kavanaugh. A new Mason-Dixon poll from North Dakota finds incumbent Democrat Heidi Heitkamp down 10 points following the disgusting attacks by Democratic Party Senate judiciary members on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. The attacks are backfiring. A majority of Americans in flyover country still value the rule of law over mob rule. I could have told you that. Donald Trump, there were points where there was slippage. Even I will admit there was some slippage in Ohio and Michigan and all those Midwest states. A little bit of slippage, and then along came the attacks and the begging for impeachment and the deranged attacks on Trump and the deranged attacks on Brett Kavanaugh. Today a new guy came out and told the New York Times he was once in a fight in front of a bar in college and threw ice at me. Oh, my God. Wow. That's amazing. Let's vote for him for Supreme Court now. He threw ice at someone once. You're all mentally unstable. The Democratic Party is mentally freaking nuts. Do you know what Democrats did in their youth? Do you know what Democrat senators do now? Ted Kennedy didn't play in the ice. He didn't throw ice at anyone. He screwed Mary Jo Kopechne while married, then got in a car drunk and murdered Mary Jo Kopechne, and they called him the Lion of the Senate, the drunk loser who hates women, who loves loves abortion while female babies are being aborted, and who murdered a woman and never had a minute of conscience about it. It's not a problem at all for Democrats, but if a Republican had a drink in 1928 and threw a snowball, you can't be on the Supreme Court. And this is why middle America doesn't believe in you anymore. You've lost everyone. They're gone. They're gone. I knew it. They're gone. North Dakota, Heitkamp is the sitting United States Senator, and they voted for her. They liked her. Not anymore. Representative Jim Cramer, Republican. Excuse me. See, I don't even know his name. Kevin Cramer. I'm thinking of the guy on CNBC, Jim Cramer. Kevin Cramer is the Republican candidate for Senate. No one's ever heard of him. He's ahead 51-41. And the poll shows an overwhelming majority of support for the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court by 60 to 27. I almost want to cry because the country's finally figured it out. You freaking Democrats are communist scum. Everybody knows it now. There is no moderation. You're not slight left. You're not liberal. You're not progressive. You're communist scum. And at the same time that happened, new polls going on in West Virginia as well. And in West Virginia, a huge majority wants Brett Kavanaugh to be confirmed. 58% of West Virginians want Kavanaugh confirmed to the Supreme Court, compared to 28% who do not want the Senate to confirm Kavanaugh. 59% of independents want the judge confirmed, while only 26 do not. It is a landslide, folks, for Brett Kavanaugh, and a landslide against the Democratic Party. And the news isn't bad enough for the Democrats. A California judge in, thank God, Orange County, the only sanctuary. They should call it a sanctuary county. Orange County is a sanctuary from liberal communist nutcases who value illegals over people born in America. And a California judge in Orange County has ruled the sanctuary state law is unconstitutional. SB 54, California's so-called sanctuary state law, is unconstitutional. The Superior Court judge said the law violates the rights of charter cities. The ruling comes in response to a challenge from Huntington Beach officials. Thank you, Huntington Beach. God bless you. The city opposed the controversial law, arguing it infringes on local government's authority. The judge agreed, saying cities must be allowed to police themselves. The law bars some cooperation between local cities and federal officials enforcing immigration laws. Exceptions include cases that involve violent or serious felonies. Huntington Beach City Attorney Michael Gates called the ruling a victory for the state's 121 charter cities. How did the state respond? By giving its own charter cities the finger, saying they will uphold the pro-illegal alien law anyway. Despite an Orange County judge's ruling this week that California's so-called sanctuary protections for immigrants who are in the country illegally are unconstitutional as they apply to charter cities, State Attorney General Xavier Becerra. It's what happens when you put people in who are communists who don't care about America. Maybe he wasn't even born in America. I don't know. Where was Xavier born? I don't know. But he doesn't care about Americans. He only cares about people who come from Mexico and Central America. He said Friday the state would continue to uphold its laws, preserving the safety and constitutional rights of all our people is a statewide imperative which cannot be undermined by contrary local rules. We will continue working to ensure our values and laws, like the California Values Act, are upheld throughout our state. So what you have to do now is President Trump has got to go in. We're in a civil war. But I'm not saying go kill people. I'm saying just go in with the army. You know, whether it's the FBI, SWAT unit, whether it is the National Guard. I don't care who it is. Maybe it's ICE and their SWAT units. But go into the city, to the state government, Capitol Building in Sacramento, and arrest Xavier Becerra and take him out in leg irons. That's what's got to be done now. There is no choice anymore. If you don't obey the law, you must be arrested. And President Donald Trump, I love you, but if you don't do this, you're making a giant mistake. You don't know what you're doing if you don't do this, because you will never be able to run this country. California is its own runaway fugitive state at this point, and they are not caring at all about the laws or the Constitution of the United States. So you got to go in and start arresting and putting in leg irons and perp walking the Attorney General, the Governor, Jerry Brown. All the commie scum traitors have got to be taken out in leg irons. There is no choice. We are now in a civil war. Great example today. Mail delivered to the Pentagon tests positive for ricin poison. Or maybe it's ricin. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but it is a poison. Ricin. The mail, both Pentagon Force Protection and Federal Bureau of Investigation agents are on the scene for additional testing of the received mail. Pentagon personnel have not been evacuated from the premises, but they said in a statement at least two pieces of mail were suspected of containing the poison, which, according to the Centers for Disease Control, if it is made into a partially purified material, refined ricin, can be used as a weapon capable of causing death under certain circumstances. At the same time that happened, two were hospitalized after a white powdery substance sent to Ted Cruz's campaign office in Houston, Texas. I'm telling you, folks, it's a civil war. Mitch McConnell, who's never been on our side, even he is starting to see what's going on here. Mitch McConnell goes in a tirade, slams Dianne Feinstein. He went on a new tirade on Tuesday against the Democratic Party, the media, and their shameful attacks on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. He once again announced there will be a vote on the Senate floor on Friday. The confirmation process for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, one of the most qualified and most impressive Supreme Court nominees in our nation's history, is moving forward, said McConnell. He slammed Dianne Feinstein for including wild accusations of gang rape against Judge Kavanaugh into the Senate record. There's absolutely no proof and no witnesses. This stunning accusation has any proof at all. It's a joke. The gal who made the charges backed away from them today. You know, Dianne Feinstein, you actually used to be slightly respected, slightly reasonable, slightly moderate, although to the left. Moderate to the left, you know, left center, as they say. But you have just ruined your entire legacy. It's gone. It's zero. Completely gone. Look at my good man, Lindsey Graham. He warns Democrats trying to take Kavanaugh down. If you think only one side is capable of doing this, you are mistaken. It's all over, folks. Graham said, if this is the new normal, then God help us. Well, you know what, Lindsey? God help us, because this is what Democrats are made of. Don't any of you get it? I went to college with them all at Columbia University. They said they were communists. They said they hated white people. They said they hated everyone who was rich and wanted to bankrupt all of us, and they wanted to take down capitalism in the United States of America and change us into a socialist nation similar to Cuba and Fidel Castro, where they torture and murder their political opponents. They didn't say that part, but that's obvious that goes on every day in Cuba. This is who you're dealing with. If you give them power, they want to hurt us, they want to kill us, and they certainly want to cheat to elect their people to destroy us on a daily basis. Wayne Allyn War Now. We are in a war.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Boy, we are at war. Do I have the most aptly named host in America? It has to be Wayne Allen Root, War. We're at war with the Democratic Party. We're at war with liberal nutcases. Terrible, terrible people. By the way, that's why they put out a press release and called me a nutcase, because they believe in Solinsky. You look in the mirror, you see your crazy liberal commie look in the face, and you blame it on everybody else. You blame it on Wayne Root because you're the nutcase. That's classic Solinsky strategy. I'm not a nutcase. I'm a common sense small businessman who knows nothing but truth, just like Donald Trump. I'm your relentless warrior. Conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, the military, the police, small business, and the GOP, all the things we love. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. Make sure you call them. They've got what they call the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. You get 100 American Silver Eagle coins, and you get them at their cost. I called my buddy, who's a dealer in the business, just to find out what the cost would be. I told him nothing else, just what does it cost to buy 100 American Silver Eagles. He told me the number. It's exactly what they're charging, the wholesale price that they pay. So you're getting it at wholesale from the moment it's in your hands. All the coins are investment quality. And you get free delivery, you get free phone call, you get free shipping, you get a free insurance, all of that. Call right now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. USGoldBureau.com/root is the website. USGoldBureau.com/root. The call in number, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. My website, RootForAmerica.com. It's back up again. For a while, it had been turned into a porn site by sicko liberals, but it's back up. RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. Is my email. And you can watch me in the third hour at Newsmax TV, which is channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216, Dish. J.D. from Vegas is on the line right now. Line number one, J.D., you're on with Wayne.
Hi. Good, buddy. Wayne, I'd like you to consider talking about putting a nationwide petition out for every politician who wants to run for office somewhere down the road, 2020 or whatever, whether it's for Congress, for the Senate, or for a governor, to be required when they file for the election that they're running, that they post a bond, and that they must have an FBI background check. I mean, enough is enough with these background checks for Kavanaugh. Seven. This is number seven. Do we have any background checks on Feinstein with a communist driver for 20 years? Leaky Leahy, who leaks secrets to the Russians. Now they call him Denang Blumenthal. I thought that was beautiful at his press conference yesterday. Corey, the gal, Kamala Harris, who slept her way into office for about 30 years. She wore out about 12 sets of knee pads. And I'd like to have a background checks on everyone running for office from here on in. What do you think about that?
I think all good. I think you left out one thing. We need their high school yearbooks. Every one of them should have high school yearbooks. But I'm just worried you're asking all politicians. You should only ask Democrats because we've never asked for any of that stuff. So why should we have to go by those rules? It should only be Democrats, being that they've now made it clear that they require it, then they've got to provide it. They're the big shots. It just required that Democrats, anyone who asked Kavanaugh, now has to provide their high school yearbooks and an FBI background check and let us know everything about what you've done since you came out of your mother's womb. As an example, did your mother breastfeed you? Were your lips on your mother's breasts? If so, you're not qualified for the U.S. Senate anymore. They're all sickos. They're little sickos. There's one thing in life I hate, J.D., more than anything in the world. It's people who throw rocks that live in glass houses. I can't stand hypocrites. I hate them with a passion. And the entire Democratic Party is a bunch of pot-smoking, cocaine-snorting, sexual perverts that blame us when we once grabbed a girl in third grade playing tag. You tagged her, and you grabbed your breast by mistake. You can't be qualified for office anymore. Meanwhile, they're involved. They're the ones. You know what? They look in the mirror. They saw the gang rape that they've done. They saw the rapes they've done. They saw the attempted rapes they've done. They saw the cocaine they've snorted. They saw all the evil things they've done in their lives, and they made it up and blamed it all on Brett Kavanaugh and us. That's what's going on. Hillary Clinton, by the way, says Trump is a racist, sexist, Islamophobic, and his base is responding to prejudices. Thank you, Hillary.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Well, I say that it's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. This is a very, very difficult time. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice.
President Trump today talking with reporters about Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took part in a Washington Post cyber summit. She was asked about the most challenging part about heading up the DHS.
My biggest concern is that we are not poised to anticipate and defend against emerging threats.
That audio, courtesy of the Washington Post. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial was up 122 points to close today at 26,773. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This segment of the show, and the entire show, for that matter, is sponsored by Synagenix. Founded in 1997, Synagenix is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They help you to defy aging. And look what they did for me. Anybody who has watched me on my Newsmax TV show, 8 o'clock every night, East Coast, 5 p.m. Pacific, knows that Synagenix made a huge difference in my life. Not only am I hosting a national TV show 5 nights a week at the age of 57 years old, very unusual on American television, but I just landed a role as the host and star of a fantasy football show on CBS Sports Network that starts this Sunday. So I'm the only guy in America who has both a sports show on TV, national TV, and a political show on national TV, let alone the only guy who's 57 years old with two shows on national TV. And I owe it all to Synagenix. Thank you, Synagenix. I eat more every day than I've ever eaten, and I love the food. And I work out less than I've ever worked out. Instead of 2 hours a day, which I was doing for the last 5 years, I'm doing 35 minutes a day. Today I did 30 minutes. Yesterday I did 35. And I keep losing weight and gaining 20 pounds of muscle. It's unbelievable. Call 888-YOUNGER. Tell them you want your free, no-obligation consultation. Biggest Synagenix office in the nation is in Las Vegas. So whether you're here or you fly in from anywhere else in the country or you go to any one of their 20 other clinics all over the country, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, anywhere in the USA or register at Synagenix.com, C-E-N-E-Genix.com, J-E-N-I-C-S. Thank you, Synagenix, for making Wayne Root great again. David Limbaugh's on the line. He's a conservative political commentator and author. He's worked as a professor and lawyer. He's the younger brother of the great Rush Limbaugh, and he's a pretty great guy in his own right. I've read his commentaries for many years now at Newsmax and other great conservative sites. David Limbaugh is a good man, and we welcome him to the show. Hey, David, how are you?
Wayne Allen, how are you? Great to meet you. I followed you very closely, too. We share a passion for criticizing Barack Obama, don't we?
Well, then you, my friend, you and I are brothers in Jesus, my friend. I don't know what you know about me, but I'm actually a Jew, took Christ as my Savior. And I was Obama's college classmate at Columbia University, but never saw him ever in my 4 years at the university. And I was political science major. He was political science major. I was pre-law. He was pre-law. We both graduated on the same day in 1983, June of 83. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. No, a single soul there. All liberals who love him, but not one of them ever has met him. Can you explain any of that? I can't.
No, but I was wondering if I'd ever hear you say that directly. Now I have. Thank you. I've read you say
I say it all the time. I'm not afraid to say it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I know. No, I
know.
Great.
So, all right. So, look, let's talk about your new book, because you have a new book. Speaking of me being a Jew to Christ as my Savior, you have a new book called Jesus is Risen, and it's released today, an account of how Christianity miraculously grew from a small circle of believers into the world's most popular faith, and I think that's great. So tell everybody about Jesus is Risen, David.
Thank you. Fascinating, your background there. I have been passionate about the Bible since I became a believer probably 25, 30 years ago, and I wanted to share my passion with people, and so I started writing books designed to introduce people to the Bible and theology, people that may know a little bit about it but are intimidated by it or who just want to learn more. So the last book was about the Gospels. And went through all the Gospels in chronological order and then added commentary to it from experts and some insights from myself. Now, this book is about the book of Acts, the history of the early church, and six of the Apostle Paul's 13 epistles. I intend to finish the rest of his epistles as well as the other New Testament epistles in a later book. But this is to give people a flavor for the early church through Paul's eyes and Peter's eyes and the other apostles, and the struggles they encountered and how they overcame those struggles, working for Christ and evangelizing the entire Roman Empire at the time, and the struggles Paul had with the churches he planted and his letters that he wrote to them, encouraging them, exhorting them to hearken back to the true gospel. Don't listen to the false teachers. Unite in Christ. Be a community of believers. And quit dissipating, quit drawing each other away from the faith. Don't follow Paul, Apollos, Peter, follow Jesus Christ. And so these letters, these epistles, are fascinating personal letters from a troubled Paul who was had a heart for the Christian believers that he helped bring the gospel to, and he and founded their churches. And he really was upset that some of them were deviating from the true path he taught them and following false scriptures and idolatry and all that. Not all of them. He wasn't equally upset with all the churches, but some of them. And so you'll see in the letters these passionate pleas to return to truth and to reunite around Christ. And then he would give them practical instructions for Christian living. And as you know, many of the letters are treatises on doctrine, on Christian theology, especially the book of Romans. And I will say, since you mentioned that you are a Jew converted to Christianity, that the book of Romans is a moving plea, a moving account of how Paul has a heart for his fellow man, his fellow Jew. He was a Jew that was converted to Christianity, as you know, and transformed from the greatest persecutor of the church to the one most persecuted because he was the greatest evangelist. I'm hurrying up. I'll get done here real quick.
Doing just fine, David. Doing just fine.
Okay. And so he had a love for his fellow Jews, and he wanted them to find what he had found, that Christ represented a completion of the law, fulfillment of the law, not an abolition of the law. Christianity wasn't a distortion of Judaism. It was a fulfillment of God's salvation history. The Old Testament is every bit still as valid as Scripture, but he replaced the Old Covenant with the New Covenant. We're all fallen. We're all sinners. We can't get to heaven and eternal life on our own. We have to rely on the finished work of Christ on the cross, and by faith in him, his perfect righteousness is imputed to us. And so we're declared righteous, and then we're indwelled by the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to live more righteously, in fact, as we go on in our Christian walk. But he kept pleading with the Jews to please come back. And so I just want to mention this, and I don't know what your take is on this, but I remember when I was, 10 years ago, I saw Phil Donahue debating someone and shaming some Christians, saying, "So you're saying Jews are going to hell?" And I go, that is a troubling, troubling thing. And I finally, I think, developed a good answer to that. And by the way, I think Christians have a greater heart for Jews in Israel than anyone else.
I agree. Included. Could not agree more. If it was up to the Jews of America, I don't know that Israel would exist anymore. But because it's up to the evangelical Christians of America, Israel is thriving.
That's exactly right. So my answer to Donahue would be no. Jews aren't going to hell. Everyone's going to hell. Those who accept Jesus Christ in faith are saved. And in fact, Paul said we're all equal in Christ. Jews were the chosen people, of course, intentionally. They were chosen by God to bring the gospel to people, to safeguard the law, to have the Messiah come through them, through their lineage, through the lineage of David. But now everyone's equal in God's sight. The gospel is open to everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. So no, there's no discrimination, Phil Donahue. Now it is tougher, according to Paul, at the time at least, for Jews to see this because their hearts were closed to it for a number of reasons, and that's why he wept so much for the Jews. And that's why we all have are duty bound, honor bound to have a heart for the Jews, even though I do nationally anyway, and I think most authentic Christians do. But I found that troublesome because, I understand why Donahue would say that, but that's not what we believe.
I got to tell you, I'm excited to tell you my favorite Bible verse. It's Isaiah 40:30, and I think it describes Donald Trump and what he's done for Christians, what he's done for the Jews who love Israel, what he's done for Republicans, what he's done for patriots who love this country. It's a very short paragraph, but it's, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And every one of those lines reminds me of what Donald Trump did to reinvigorate the Republican Party and patriots and Christians who were tired and who really thought we were going to lose again and maybe never win again for the presidency and never straighten this country out and never deliver a great country for our children and grandchildren. And Trump came along, and now I feel like we've renewed our strength. We're mounted up with wings like eagles. We're running. We're not weary. We're walking. We're not fainting. And Democrats are the ones who are banging their heads against the wall with Trump derangement syndrome. They're tired from banging their heads so much. They can't keep up with all the stuff he's throwing at them on a daily basis, and it's him against the world, and he's winning. It's amazing.
Yes, and it's not just Democrats. It's never Trumpers. It's these purist skulls on our side who think that you and I, Christians, who have embraced Trump because he's the general in this culture and political war we're in for an existential battle for the preservation of the country. They want to stand on some kind of purity and deny the common person. I'm going to tell you, 95% of the Christians that I know are supportive of Trump, not because they embrace every aspect of his lifestyle,
right, of course,
but because they know that we Christians are not supposed to just roll over and do nothing. We have a duty to do what we can for our culture. By the way, if you don't have Christian liberty, and Trump has fought hard for Christian liberty, and if you don't have the freedoms we have, and if you don't stand up for our traditional values and what made America great, then you are precluding your children and their children from the greatest things in life, including possibly exposure to Jesus Christ and his offer of salvation.
And David, don't forget, if you don't stand up for Israel, a lot of bad things are going to happen to America and to each of us. Here's Trump, this flawed human and this barbarian, and yet Trump has done more for Israel than anyone in the history of the world other than God himself.
Absolutely.
No one has ever done more for Israel. He's the greatest. Hey, David, I appreciate everything you do. You're a great man, and I appreciate everything your brother does as well. What a great family. My gosh, you guys are the greatest. Where can people find your book? Amazon, of course, right?
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and hopefully all the bookstores.
All right, Jesus
so
is Risen.
Sir.
Jesus is Risen. New book by David Limbaugh. Jesus is Risen. Make sure you grab a copy. All the Wayne Root fans out there, grab a copy of Jesus is Risen. Let's reward the great David Limbaugh and the great Rush Limbaugh. What a blessed family. Thank you, David. God bless. Wayne Allery, War Now. Be right back.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now! Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 50 million homes are growing fast, 60 million as of December, and 80 million as of early next year. We just added Comcast Xfinity. We're really conservative. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. 97 toll free. All right, so I was mentioning before we had David Limbaugh on that Hillary Clinton made some comments today that were very interesting. Hillary said Trump has been racist, he's been sexist, he's been homophobic, and the base is responding to all of those prejudices. That was Tuesday. Today, at the Atlantic Festival in Washington, D.C., former Secretary of State and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said Trump has been sexist, racist. Oh, I left one out. He's anti-LGBTQ. I love when they do that. It sounds like it's some sort of barbecue code. LGBTQ. You keep adding letters to it. You don't realize how silly you all look. I'm pro-gay rights. I always have been. But LGBTQ, blah, 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 blah. The hell are you talking about? The whole alphabet's going to be part of it now. Anything except a white straight male. I guess it's kind of white straight males against everyone as far as you're concerned. She adds he has a view of America that's incredibly constricted. And he talks that America. He talks them all the time. It's by no means a majority, as we know, but it's a very hardcore who are responding to him and supporting him for a variety of reasons, whatever they might be, economic reasons, Supreme Court reasons, or some of these others more troubling biases and prejudices. So basically, you know, she's trying not to say it too harshly, but she's saying everyone who supports Trump is a racist. And so that's typical. But, you know, what are you guys? What are you guys on the other end? You know, here's breaking news. GOP congressman assaulted by pot-smoking protesters as they pushed through his office door. So that looks real good. That's your people. Aren't they wonderful people? Congressman Andy Harris, Republican Maryland, was assaulted by protesters this afternoon. Left-wing protesters pushed through his door and assaulted him. Two female protesters from the pro-cannabis legalization group called the Dank City Growers got into a scuffle. I mean, you talk about stereotypes of weird people, the Dank City Growers. So they're smoking pot as they push their way into his office and they get themselves arrested. Isn't that a nice image for the Democratic Party? You know, we're just terrible people because we're all racist and homophobic and sexist and Islamophobic, and you're a bunch of weed-smoking losers who push your way through a door and break into a congressman's office. The demonstrators were smoking weed. The Capitol Police told Huffington Post reporters there were no injuries. He had his door pushed through, was assaulted by demonstrators, a Capitol Police officer tells me. And so, obviously, they were breaking the law. Just wonderful people, more typical Democrats. White powder sent to Ted Cruz's office, but the update is the powder test negative. Two people hospitalized today when an envelope containing white powder was sent to the Houston campaign headquarters of Ted Cruz. Hazardous material fire trucks were sent to the office, but the powder has tested negative, so at least they're okay. But what they're doing to us is just unbelievable, folks. And the fake news hits a new low. CNN interviews liberal hack who claims he saw Kavanaugh throw ice in a college bar. CNN interviewed Chad Luddington, a former Yale student, who claims he saw Judge Brett Kavanaugh throw ice in a bar in 1985. The liberal media has gone from bogus gang rape charges to Brett Kavanaugh throwing ice in a bar. Brett said something about FU or something that affected, threw ice at the man. Oh my gosh! He can't possibly be a Supreme Court nominee now! See, Trump is the only one who tells the truth. Trump said, I was in Tennessee last night, and they are so in favor of Judge Kavanaugh, it's like a rallying cry for Republicans. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, this has been going to be the entire difference maker in the November election. I report, if any of you were not tuned in earlier, this amazing story that Heidi Heitkamp, the sitting Democrat U.S. Senator in North Dakota, is now down by 10 points to an anonymous nobody. And it all changed in a matter of 2 weeks with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and the way they treated Brett Kavanaugh. And so President Trump spoke with reporters Tuesday before his flight to Pennsylvania. He praised Judge Kavanaugh on his performance. I thought he did very well. He's fighting very hard for his reputation and for his family. Trump said the judge has had a very good last 24 hours. He also told the liberal reporters he did not want to do anything to disrupt the current process. He also said Kavanaugh has become a rallying cry for Republicans. We had a sold-out arena. I actually think it's like a rallying cry for Republicans. They're so in favor of Judge Kavanaugh. Agreed. And then Trump said, the only reason to vote for a Democrat is if you're tired of winning. President Trump, who at this point is probably the most accomplished economic president in modern U.S. history. His foreign policy has brought peace to the Korean Peninsula and the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. On Monday, he announced an historic trade agreement with Mexico and Canada that will support American workers, will bring manufacturing back to the USA. And on Tuesday, President Trump, in a tweet, slammed Democrats, the only reason to vote for a Democrat is if you're tired of winning. So he's right. If you support vicious smears and slander and support mob rule, vote for Democrats. And while this is going on, the deep state has leaked all of the tax returns of Trump's father, Fred Trump, to try and prove that Trump and his family evaded hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes by cheating on their estate taxes in the state of New York. Now, first of all, how do you allow this to be leaked? Who has a right to leak it? That means people in the IRS took tax returns and leaked them to the New York Times, which just goes to show you nothing has changed. And by the way, this one is Trump's fault, because he should have fired everyone in charge of the IRS, should have been fired and prosecuted. Every single person that was involved in that persecution of conservatives, including the commissioner, was it Koskinen, I believe is how you pronounce his name, never should have been allowed to get his pension. They should have all been fired, and they should have all been prosecuted, and they should be fighting for jail time right now. Wayne Allyn, worn out.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.